makes the decision. Gee, you think we're going to have a government shutdown? I can tell you, 3 weeks ago, no way was this happening. Now, absolutely. Book it, Dana. I'm sorry, Hawaii 5-0, I had to make the reference. Kate Delaney, America tonight. Getting ready for another weekend here. Can't wait. What are you going to do this weekend? Worry about the government shutdown? No! It's just infuriating that politicians care more about being reelected and appeasing whoever it is they think they're appeasing than honestly doing their job. That's what we haven't seen. How about a little work? Now, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, did say one thing. He's given up his pay for those days that they're out. And it may just be through the weekend, barring some miraculous save, because the president says he needs to know in the morning. Call me in the morning. I'll be waiting with bated breath to find out if, in fact, we got a deal. But I don't think there's a deal. I just checked in via my iPhone with somebody who's there in Washington, and they're saying they've heard no. Nada. Definitely closing. Unless there's some sweet secret meeting somewhere that changes the game. But I do not think so. Couple of meetings with Senator Harry Reid and House Speaker John Boehner, but nothing came of it. In fact, here's what both of them had to say upon leaving one of the meetings.
We're continuing to work toward an agreement, because I do believe all of us sincerely believe that that we can get to an agreement, but we are not there yet.
Not
we
there yet.
At 7 o'clock, and we hope that that time when we come out, we'll have something done. If not, we'll, of course, have to look forward to the bad day tomorrow, which is government shutdown.
Yeah, not there yet.
I'm asking the Senate extend the period of morning business until 9:30 p.m. tonight.
Not there yet, and they extended that. The extension went even further than that, and then nothing happened. That darn Harry Reid. Actually, besides Harry Reid, I would just say in general, all of them, the way they're just stuck with their feet in cement on this issue. And they just, cause they can't get their act together. That's part of it. So one more time around this poll. One more time around this. Part of the discussion was, what about funding the Pentagon for 6 months? What about cutting $12 billion in domestic spending and keeping the federal bureaucracy moving along for another week? And, I mean, the whole idea of the Band-Aid is makes no sense. So the president flashed a veto even before a bill passed mostly on party line. And they're calling it a distraction from the real work of agreeing on legislation to cover the 6 months left in the fiscal year. So that's the problem, saying, okay, we'll just push this another week. Let's just do this again. Just cover it up. And then before you know it, it's the end of the year. So the political fallout is a little bit unpredictable, maybe. You've got, if you look at Bill Clinton, if anything, Bill Clinton ended up getting reelected in 1996. And remember, there was a shutdown. And they're talking about salary. And that's something we railed on this show. And they're saying that some people are saying they won't accept salaries, like Ben Nelson, saying, I'm not going to take a salary either. Like Senator Brown, he's saying the same thing from Ohio. And, of course, Boehner is saying that. If it's retroactive pay is approved, they say they'll direct it, their part to the Treasury, is what Nelson said. Especially if it does get out of control and it takes longer than we think. But what about the people who really get stuck in this? Here's a woman named Lindsay Knapp. Let me introduce you to her. And she's talking about what happens with the military, because guess what? She doesn't get that check. Listen.
If I don't get to come to work on Monday, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. And are they going to pay my bills for me? Or are they going to pay the late fees on my bills if they pay me retroactively? But I guess they just want me to tell my 3-year-old daughter in the meantime that she can't eat, that she'll have to eat retroactively when I get paid again. Doctors and nurses at the VA Medical Center were sent home, or rather, they were forced to work without pay. The 3 weeks spanned over Christmas, and these employees received no pay during that time. The hospital actually started selling diapers and other essential items so people could get by.
Yeah, ridiculous. That's the people that it squeezes. Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Kate. Hey, this weekend I need you to work on a telephone for me. I hit a deer in my car the other day.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh.
I finish insurance agents tomorrow. And the insurance won't be enough to cover the car because it's 9 years old. So you can work on my telephone for the weekend. We'll start it next week.
What did the deer do? What did the deer do to the car? What kind of damage?
Oh, it totaled it out, I think.
Wow.
The agent talked.
Wow.
We have a telephone next week. Start it next week. I'll need about $4,000 or $5,000.
Oh, we'll do it. Absolutely. I'm sure we'll get it.
Well, yeah, get it all worked up and get her started. So.
Yeah.
This government shutdown, I guess I'd like to pay my federal taxes then, will I?
Well, they're not going to let you get away with that, but that, it would seem fair. Shouldn't we get more time if everybody else is, if they're messing around with the government, shouldn't we get more time to mess around with the taxes?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we shouldn't have to pay our federal taxes or pay anything. Doesn't want to shut the government down. So, is it actually going to happen or is that just talk?
No, I think it's going to happen. I think it happens through the weekend, maybe through Monday. I don't know that it goes long, but I didn't think that originally, and that's not what anybody that I was talking to told me. And things just started to change and got uglier, and there was more pressure. See, this shows you how the power of the people works. The Tea Party definitely put pressure on the people that they helped get elected and said, whoa, don't screw with us now. Don't accept any kind of a deal. And now all of a sudden there's no deals to be had, so it changed the face of the negotiating on the money part and some other thorny issues. It's going to be shut down.
Yeah, it sounds like the Tea Party hijacked Boehner's Republican Party.
Yeah.
And he's just a mouthpiece for him now. He got no power or nothing to tell what he's going to do. But they're not. So. Oh, well, I guess we'll see what happens if they do shut her down.
Yeah, I think they're going to shut her down, Rick. Sorry about the deer hitting your car. Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And those deers, we talked about that. We talked about that. Thanks for the call. We talked about that one night here on America Tonight. People, have you hit any animals with cars, especially deer? And, boy, a lot of people had stories about that. Deer now, too, really are coming out of their environments. I can remember as a kid it was tough to see deer. Of course, I grew up in New Jersey. And we would call it the deer woods on the way to the shore if we took the back way. But you didn't see very many. Now, in neighborhoods and stuff, depending on where you live, you'll see them. I think it's pretty likely we're going to see that shut down. It's shut her down. Count on it. Dim the lights. We still have a long way to go. More reaction from the Senate next.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem. Rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. Ravelyn. Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Then we hear there's no progress. Then we hear that they're preparing for a shutdown. And that's how the information flows. Hey, America. Kate, hanging with you. Getting ready for another weekend across this great nation. But in the belly of the beast, that would be Washington, D.C., a.k.a. Foggy Bottom. Nobody can seem to get her done. And in one sense, honestly, with Rick is saying, yeah, the Tea Party and they hold them hostage. Yeah, but it shows you the power of a movement. It shows you the power of a grassroots group. If enough people say, we've had enough, we're sick of this. Remember, the Tea Party really started. We had one of the first people on at one of the first Liberty kind of rally deals, and it was in Washington, D.C. The Tea Party movement really got its push because a lot of it coincided with the whole healthcare deal and the legislation that was being proposed. That was part of it. And then it just got bigger and bigger. So you got to tip your cap. I mean, that's American ingenuity. People who are sick of it and start to show up and start to say, listen, we don't have to put up with this. Let's get some people elected who are going to do what they say they're going to do. And by hook or crook, try to make it happen. So we have more points of view from the Senate. And it includes Cornyn and Udall, from... you know, two different areas, talking about hot buttons and demands, and Cornyn had a pretty interesting analogy. Take a listen.
Washington, D.C. is a lot like Disneyland. It's a fun place to visit, but it's not real.
I think he said it's not real. It's not real. And he doesn't have Betty Davis eyes, but it isn't real, and it's not fun. That sounds like somebody who's had enough. Cornyn, I think, is done with all of this. From the very beginning, he was saying that there wasn't a deal to be had. And sure enough, there wasn't a deal to be had. All right, let's go to John in Iowa. Hey, John, you're on America Tonight.
How are you doing?
Good.
I am infuriated, Kate. You know why President Obama wants a phone call first thing in the morning?
Why?
It's because he's got a campaign fundraiser tomorrow afternoon. And if the government shuts down, he can't go.
You know what? That is true. I went through where he was going to be in San Francisco and L.A. and all that stuff the following week. But, yeah, you're right. He does have a fundraiser.
My blood pressure has gone through the roof. And I wish I could express it, but I would probably get a little bit mean. I'm sick of the – I'm Republican, but you know what? The parties don't even matter to me anymore.
Yeah.
They're all – both parties – have brought us to this point. And I wanted to mention to you, are you familiar with Rick Santelli on CNBC?
Uh-huh.
I think he was one of the first ones that mentioned, he kind of went on a rant on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
I saw that. I watched the CNBC programs, yes.
And lastly, Kate, I wanted to ask you just a few simple questions. Who controlled the House and Senate in October, November of 2010?
Yeah, who do you think?
Come on, Kate, say the word.
That would be Democrats.
And why was there not a budget passed?
Because it wouldn't be convenient to be elected that way.
And that just shows you that... That's a prime example that I can say the Democrats were putting themselves before America. And I'm about ready to march on Washington myself. I'm you know what, Kate? I've been out of work for 2 years. I've got a back that hurts so bad I can't hardly stand it. I've gone through all my savings. I have nothing left. And to hear these idiots up there argue like a bunch of children really makes me sick to my stomach.
John,
I'm flat sick of it all, Kate.
Yeah, and you're not alone. I mean, there are so many other people, including myself, who is sick of it. Sick of the lack of action and the same old thing. It's like a tape we could, thanks, John, we could pull, and so sorry about your situation. It's like a tape we could pull out and play. I could have Donovan go back to a year ago, and we'd be saying the same thing. It's the same thing over and over again. I say I hate dead horses running around in the studio, but there are a lot of dead horses. And John's frustration, you could hear it, is how so many of us feel about the situation. And John being out 2 years, I have a friend in California, same thing, out of work 2 years, worked her whole life, was one of those kind of people, grew up in Michigan, moved to California, who, I got to do everything correctly. I am honest and straightforward. And boom, sure enough, out of work. And every time I talk to her, in fact, just today I had a conversation. She was up for a job at Farmers Insurance. I hope I won't say her name, but she's up for a job. I say that just because I know there's people listening. She's up for a job at Farmers Insurance. 500 applications. 500. And these are people with all kinds of degrees and whatever levels of that they've been through in their career. And they were really looking for an administrative clerk, but it didn't matter. Everybody needed a job so badly. She got down to the final seven, and then she didn't get the job. So you go from 500 to seven, don't get it. How frustrating is that? And it's got to be frustrating for John, because I'm sure he's tried to get jobs and has maybe gotten close but hasn't been able to get them. Or he's in an area where there's not very much opportunity. And that's the thing. This goes back to the whole thing with small businesses. It goes back to the economy. It's been really, really rough. And I'll read these headlines where it says, well, things are turning a corner and things are looking up. And I guess some places they are a little bit, but I don't see it as much as I keep hearing about it. I see the opposite. I think I see people cutting back. I see people struggling a lot more. And so I don't see, in other words, I'm not seeing a great big end in sight for a lot of folks out there. And when they see what's happening in D.C., you can understand, like I said, the frustration. All right, this is frustrating for me as well. I'm going to switch gears here for a quick second because everything's been about, you know, I always say it's water cooler buzz. And there's a zillion, I think, interesting things we could talk about on America Tonight. I mean, you start with a blank canvas, and let me tell you, we could really zig and zag all over the place. But the water cooler buzz and the pain we're feeling is what we want to talk about, the nonsense in D.C. So it does take a big chunk of the action, so to speak. Libya gets bumped to the side. But trust me, it's not off the map. It's not off the radar by any stretch of the imagination. Now, the big headline is the one we told you was going to happen. We had people on the show and said, you just wait and see. One of the U.S. generals says, we may consider sending troops into Libya. Really? Because they're saying that the troops could help the rebels. Uh-huh. And that the stalemate just can't, they don't want to keep up with the stalemate. And that it's likely to keep going on and on and on and on. So America, yes, has handed control to NATO, but what is NATO? It's American. It's just a way to hoodwink people. Because a big chunk of those four letters are America. It's, you're just calling it something different. So it flat out means we would be sending troops to Libya. That's what it means. How do you feel about that? Another war situation. We already have it by all the airstrikes, the money spent. But actually with boots on the ground, wow. I have to call foul on that, and I don't think they should do it. All right, coming up, we're going to look at some of the things you might have missed while you were venting about the budget. We're going to tell you what else was going on. Plus, at the end of the hour, a cheap movie review.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find a loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. Direct.com/Alex 800-409-5633.
In your backyard is what I call this. So I'm going to rifle through some things that are happening in cities across America. In New York, they're saying it's a real unhappy meal. A New York City councilman, Leroy Comrie, is unhappy about fast food kid meals. So he introduced a bill that would ban giveaway toys with unhealthy meals. He's saying it'll create an incentive for restaurants to cook healthier options. Yeah, right. I want my toys. When I take my nephew through the drive-thru, he's in good shape. We want those McDonald's toys. Ridiculous. Who cares? Whatever. Let's go through his trash and see if he eats any bad food. We move on to Carson City, Nevada. You know that old saying about what stays in Vegas? They're saying, how about those empty beer bottles? The state legislators are considering a deposit bill that would make collecting empties worth your while. A 5-cent deposit to drink cans and bottles. You know, they have those penny slots, and then you can just put all that money back into the slots. Anyway, they say supporters say a deposit law would help cut down piles of trash in the desert. Maybe it'd be more of a hassle for those tiny stores. And really, it's more about money than recycling, let's be honest about it. Not to be cynical. Columbia, South Carolina. I kind of like this one. There is a lawmaker from South Carolina who's gunning for teens. He's saying that a bill he's created would yank driving privileges of dropouts and truants. And it's cleared just narrowly one of the House subcommittees. It did. There was a kind of a similar bill that passed the House last year, but it died in the Senate. Supporters are saying the measure is aimed at being an incentive, not punishment. They weren't really thinking of that. They were hoping that that would keep more people in school because they're having problems with it. But, you know, I don't know. The kids that are poor, the poor teenagers who are skipping school, do they have cars? I'm just saying. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas. You're in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Really? This is the Kate Delaney show?
It is. I know what you thought. Listen, you thought you were getting Glenn Beck.
I was, because I know he's moving. So, you know, I figured he'd probably go and try to take your slot. But
yeah,
anyway.
Of course.
Okay, so here's a joke. Two fish walk into a sushi bar. Nah, we won't go there because I really don't have any credibility with those Japanese jokes, you know.
Be careful.
But it is all about credibility, this whole shutdown. Mm-hmm. You know, right now we're in the foreplay stage, you know. But the political intercourse will be about the 2012 budget, okay? That's when it's going to, you know, get real. And the only reason to shut the government down now is so that the Republicans can say, don't make us do it again.
You're right.
And have credibility.
Absolutely.
See? So they shut it down, and they're not going to shut it down for long, and then both sides will spin, and then they'll say, you see, whoever comes out with the positive spin will be, you know, the winner. But the main thing is, the Republicans will be able to say, we'll do it again. We don't care about the elections and our popularity and what you say about the tea party and the tea bags and the Lipton tea. It doesn't matter. We will stand. If they do that, the people are going to open their eyes and go, wow. I mean, these guys, no matter what, they are sticking to their guns. And you know how rare that is in politics, Kate, right? That's like you can bet if you send your politician to Washington, D.C., and he says he's going to do something, you can bet your bottom dollar he is not going to do it.
You're right.
You know, something's going to happen. He's going to come up with a great reason, and now he knows more, and blah, he's not going to do it. So if these Republicans stick to their guns, foul weather or not, up or down, they will then be able to say with credibility for the 2012 budget, we'll do it again. And,
yeah, I think you're right. And so I agree that they have to do it for at least to carry it over the weekend. It won't be very long. And that's the whole idea to say, listen, we did it. We could have caved in. We didn't do it. You're right. And then wait for 2012.
Yeah. And, I don't know why somebody doesn't bring up the Bush tax cuts. I mean, if you combine that with this 6.2 trillion, remember they said that over 10 years the Bush tax cuts would have brought in 3.7.
Right.
Well, shoot, that's 3.7 and 6.2, that's $9.9 trillion.
Right.
That's huge. And that I would think you would get bipartisan support from, you know, but they don't really want to come up with a solution this early in the game, because what are they going to talk about then, you know?
Right, right. It'd be better to be the white knight to ride in to save everything at the last second. You're right.
They want a fourth quarter, one second left, touchdown,
that's right.
A Hail Mary pass.
That's right.
And I talked to a politician. I've talked to two, and they always come up with the same answer. When you say, just do a 5 or 10% across the board. And he said, yeah, but the problem is that some programs are good. And no, that's not the problem. Is that you want to be able to talk about those programs so you can get on TV and raise more money for your next election. Because everybody knows that anybody can handle a 5% or a 10% cut across the board. Come on.
Right, 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 right. Absolutely. It's all about positioning. It's all about politics. Absolutely. It's all about politics. We know that. That's it. That's it. It's about getting reelected.
Credibility. Credibility will be what's hanging in the balance, or if they shut it down or not. And, I'll make sure that Glenn Beck doesn't take your spot. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that, Tomas. Have a good weekend. Glenn Beck in the overnight hours. Now, he's doing some TV deal. He's going somewhere else and starting his own thing, starting like the Oprah Network. That's what you do. There's going to be the Katie Couric Network, there's the Oprah Network, and there's going to be the Beck Broadcasting. So federal employees, by the way, have started to get furlough notices. they started telling him on Thursday to be prepared for a government shutdown and to try to come up with the plans. Part of the reason was they had to tell workers who were essential and who weren't. Remember, I said that. Isn't that interesting? You have 800,000 people who could be furloughed, and how, you know, how do they know which category they fall into? I mean, you could, some would be pretty obvious, but some not as obvious. Even staff members. You know, how do they, like they were talking about, they have tours of the Capitol building for people who come in, constituents who come in, and you'd be surprised how many people, because of course it's the seat of liberty. It's all the history. A lot of people take trips to Washington who aren't on the East Coast or from all over the country. And they would have picked a bad time to go see those cherry blossoms. They'd get to see the cherry blossoms, but I don't know they're going to see the other stuff. The museums would be shut down. So they're also talking about the fact that the House would stay in session throughout the weekend until a deal is done. And if the House remains in session, then the congressional staff on those committees who would be considered essential would be have to be there to work. But then they wouldn't be paid. So they wouldn't get paid. I guess they get paid in pizza. I don't know. But they're not going to get paid. There was even a bill that was put out on Thursday night by Congressman Jim Moran to ensure that the federal employees got retroactive pay during the government shutdown, regardless if they were essential or non-essential. Well, that's a good deal if you wanted a couple days off. Terrible thing to say, as there are, unfortunately, veterans who will be squeezed by this, but that's the truth. I mean, they're going to get their pay anyway then, because I think that goes that will get rubber stamped. And the military, of course, they're not going to break from the war. They're employees, but they won't get their paychecks after Friday. They earn the money, but they don't get the paychecks. The House did approve a bill on Thursday that would fund the Pentagon for the rest of the fiscal year and fund for the, you know, extended funding for the government for a week. But the president said he would veto it. Democrats didn't like the spending cuts in the bill, and they didn't like some of the language that was in there that wasn't part of the whole spending thing. So we know this. National parks, I'll just say it again. National parks, no, they're closed. Forests, the forest is closed due to a government shutdown. Museums, like I mentioned, yeah. Emergency passport services, that's it. The National Institutes of Health, the clinical centers, they're not going to take new patients. There's going to be no clinical trials. There's going to be IRS walk-in services across the country that will close. And you know, there's like 400 of them, I guess, so they're all going to be closed. So, yeah, a lot of places will be shut down. And then get that pay probably retroactive. I don't think so. I mean, I think they'll get that pay retroactive, so that's the case. And what's interesting is you have to have man hours to process all of the stuff I just mentioned, the whole furloughs thing. So they're dealing with that. Oh, trust me, there's going to be more problems than they think. It's not going to be smooth sailing. Maybe some of these furloughed people will go to the movies. Movies next.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
When you've had enough, go to the movies. Anna Missouri told us on a previous show that Hop was very funny. If you have kids, grandkids, whatever, you like animation, that'd probably be a good one to see. That was number one at the box office last week, however. Fast forwarding to what's opening this week, and that's what we're going to do here in this segment of America Tonight. You have a lot of movies that are opening, including one that's been played a lot. You've probably, if you've watched any night primetime TV, you might have seen some clips of this. I think this guy's pretty hilarious myself. I like the British sense of humor, and he definitely has it. So the movie is called Arthur. Take a listen.
Get in the car.
No.
Bitterman, open the door.
Bitterman, close that door.
Get in the car. Not you, Bitterman.
Who are you people?
I'm his nanny.
I'm not. I'm Bitterman.
Morning, Arthur.
Hello, Hobson.
Say goodbye to your friends now, Arthur. Make me.
Ow! Hobson!
Can I have a horse?
No, it's okay.
Maybe Daddy could help?
Let me help.
Ow! But you're not qualified.
That was no trouble.
You're going to marry Susan Johnson.
Hello, Arthur.
Ah! What was that?
French kiss.
Really? Because the French always surrender. That was decidedly German.
Your mother will see you now.
Arthur, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I don't want to marry Susan.
Fine. You are cut off.
Cut off from
the... The money.
I think I could live without the money. I am a grown man, and I shall get a job to prove it. Don't let that undermine what I just said.
We should not get married. It's a business partnership. We don't have anything in common.
You love horses.
I don't trust them. Their shoes are permanent.
Who makes that kind of a commitment
we
to
get
a shoe?
Oh,
that...
Do you know how to use Excel?
No.
PowerPoint?
No.
Outlook?
Generally positive. You know, I mean, I have down days like anyone, but...
Let me look after you for a change.
How does this bag of tea work?
Be careful, it's going to be very, very...
John, no!
Hot. Are you running from yourself, I think?
I wish I was, because I'd let me get away.
Put this on, please. Say, wash your winky.
Wash your winky.
Could you do chewy? Hobson,
we're going to hang out together. I've never hung out in my life, and I'm not going to start tonight.
Hobson!
He's weak. He's stronger than you think.
You say, Otto, you can do anything under the sun.
I never spoke like that.
It was a bit like that.
Do you like it?
I'm a bad kitty.
My bed is made of magnets.
Get me out of here!
At least something in this room is attracted to you.
Gentlemen, why are you shaving?
Because Robin doesn't have a beard.
I can see your tummy.
It's obvious he's irresponsible. He can't let go of people waiting on him. And he's choosing between an arranged marriage and an uncertain future. So the guy that I like is Russell Brand. He's the lead character, Arthur. Helen Mirren, you could recognize her voice in it. Jen Garner's in it. Nick Nolte, there's a throwback for you. Luis Guttman is in it. He's a pretty good actor and a big-time character actor. But it looks funny. Might be a good DVD. Maybe you don't have to run out and plunk down a bunch of bucks to go and see it on the big screen. But I think it'd be worth a buck rental, at least at Redbox, once it comes out there, or if you have other means to get it. Let's move on to the next one. This is one you can take the kids to, you know, the whole 3D glasses thing. Born to be Wild.
We've shared this planet since the dawn of man. But as our world expands into theirs, more and more wild animals lose their families, and their very existence on Earth is in danger. Follow two extraordinary people who have devoted their lives to rescuing and nurturing these orphans. To give them a second chance to grow up and run wild. Warner Brothers Pictures and IMAX invite you to witness the incredible true story of wild orphans and their amazing journey home in a spectacular IMAX 3D adventure about second chances like you've never seen before. Born to be Wild in IMAX 3D.
Hey, it's worth it just to hear Morgan Freeman's voice, isn't it? Oh, that booming voice. And picture this, if you will. It's cubs and, you know, the lions and tigers and all that sort of stuff. It actually looks really good. That would be a fun IMAX flick. If you've never gone to IMAX, this would be a good one to go and see. All right, and here's our last one that I picked out. And this is that whole espionage and shoot 'em up kind of things. I hate to admit, but that's my genre. Hannah is this one. Take a listen.
You're dead. Right now. I've killed you. You were half asleep.
I'll do better next time.
Can I make us?
Adapt or die.
Think on your feet.
Even while I'm sleeping. I'm ready.
All you have to do is flip that switch. It tells Mr. Riegler where we are. Only you can get close enough. She won't stop until you're dead. Or she is.
Come and find me.
Marissa, we picked up an unencrypted signal below the Arctic Circle. We think it's Eric Heller.
Heller is a rogue asset. I propose we go in and pull him out. We need to keep this contained, Jones.
Papa.
Remember what I taught you, you'll be fine.
Heller was gone, but we found this kid.
I want to speak to Marissa Fiedler.
My name is Marissa Fiedler. You wanted to speak to me?
What do you want, Bruce?
I need you. You do things my agency will not let me do.
The girl is still alive.
We're going to be friends, but I have to be honest. I'd like to. Something about me. I don't understand the rest of it. What's wrong with you? Whatever you do, I promise not to follow me. I promise.
Follow!
I tried to prepare you.
You didn't prepare me for this.
Sometimes children are bad people too.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
All right, Hannah, raised by a father who was a CIA guy, an ex-CIA type in the wilds of Finland, is the perfect assassin, and that's what it's about, how scary this kid is. And Eric Bana's in it, Cate Blanchett, and some others that you might recognize. That looks like that would be pretty good. There are a slew of other movies, comedy and more dramatic fare too, that are being released. We're starting to get to that time of year where the big blockbusters will come out. One's called Soul Surfer, and it's about the girl in Hawaii who lost her arm when a shark bit it. There was a lot of attention paid to that story. That would be a good rental eventually. And then there's another one out called Your Highness, and this looks like it could be rip-roaring funny. Another one of my kind of movies. And I think part of the reason why is because I like the guy who stars in it, Danny McBride. He is hilarious. James Franco's in it, too. Enjoy if you go and check out the flicks this weekend.